what you knew of that farm. You said that your community is kind of old farm.
Yeah.
So is there a building you store corn in? Is there a separate name for that? What's it called?
Corn shed.
Okay. And what about a place where you put the grain, all the grain together? Would there be a separate, or would that be the same thing?
Is it? Yeah, well, sometimes it'll be shelled, other times or shelled in bags, and sometimes they just throw corn in.
Okay. What about the upper part of the barn where you keep
loft
hay? Okay. Now, what if you're putting hay up and you don't have any more room left and you want to leave some of it outside? How do you leave it outside?
Well, we wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
We'd put it in the shed.
Okay. Now, what if you
somewhere
have so much and some people make these things, what are they called? Outside where they leave the hay sitting. You ever heard of haystack?
Oh yeah.
Okay, but you
I would think of that as being loose hay.
Okay, that'd just be loose hay, yeah. Okay.
I've heard what my father talk about when they used to work on his father's farm, they'd put it up in haystack sometimes.
Okay.
Explain for me
then the whole process of hay. Cutting hay for me. What happens in that when you do that?
Well, you'll have one guy come along, you'll cut the hay.
Okay.
And usually they'll let it sit for a day or so. Guy come along and rake it, and usually falling right behind the rake is...
Now, it's got to be dry, right? It can't
yeah.
be rain.
Yeah, it's got to be dry.
Got to be dry. Please, okay, go ahead.
And if it rains, you got to let it sit out another couple of days.
Got to let it sit out to dry out there.
Then somebody comes along and rakes it, and if you rake it and then it rains, you'll have to let it sit and come back and turn the windrow. But usually if it's dry, somebody come along after a day or two, rake the hay, and following right along behind him is the baler.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in getting up hay, we let the baler get a couple rounds ahead. Then we'll come in with the wagon and load it. And carry that load to the barn. By the time we come back, he'll be far enough ahead, we'll never catch up to him again.
Uh-huh.
And so then after the baler gets finished baling, usually he'll come get on the wagon with us, help us load.
Now what time of year is this that you do this hay?
It's two times around, I would say June and September, August.
August,
September. And June and August.
June and August and September then.
Yeah.
Okay, two times a year. Okay, where do you keep your cows on the farm, if you got a farm?
Well, just out in the field.
Uh-huh.
And barn lot.
Okay, barn lot. Have you ever heard of cow barn?
No,
it'd just be, if they were kept in barn, you just say they were in there. Barn. What about a place for horses? What do you call that?
Never been around horses anymore.
Okay, you ever heard what people keep horses called, a place they keep them? Ever heard stable?
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay, you think that's what people would call it if they had horses? Is that what they call them, a place they kept them?
I bet they just say keep them in the barn stall.
Okay. If you had milk cows, would you have a special place where you milk the cows outside? You ever heard a name for that?
No.
Okay. What?
I've seen my aunt milk cows. Used to do it in my old barn.
Uh-huh. So you never heard milk gap or cow pen or cupping or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about a place where you keep the pigs?
Pig pen.
Okay.
Pen.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where you keep vegetables? You ever heard of anything like that, where you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter for storage purposes?
No. Well, my uncle and aunt do, they'll take one of the stalls of the barn and cover it with hay and put the potatoes in there.
And then put it inside there, yeah.
The stall.
Okay. But you've never heard of the dairy. Now, dairy for you would mean what?
You know, cows.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you wouldn't call a place a dairy where you would store those stuff in.
No.
That some people do call, I'm just going to ask you about that. What do you call a place around the barn where you might let the animals graze?
Pasture.
Okay. What about a place where they might just walk around close to